Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zara, daf Samach Hei, and we are on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom of the Amud on the last line. Just one ha'arais that I'd start off with, and that is about the status of Ger Toshav. We had the Machlokas Tanoim yesterday. Yesterday was one of the major discussions. Again, we didn't talk about it too much. We've touched on it in the past about Ger Toshav. What is the definition of a Ger Toshav? So the Gemara had a Machlokas Tanoim, whether a Ger Toshav, according to Rabbi Meir, is someone who was Makabel Sheva to not to do Avodah Zarah in front of a Bezdin, in front of Gimel Chaverim, right? An official Haskama, a Kabbalah that he has. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chachamim say anyone who was Makabel to do Sheva Mitzvah, Shekiblu Alav Sheva Mitzvos, B'nei Noach. That is the definition of a Ger Toshav, and that's what the Rambam quotes in Perek Yud, Halacha Vav of Melachim. The Rambam says in, just find you the halacha. Mipia Kabbalah. He starts the Ben Noach Shaga Bachas Mitzvosa. He talks about the various details of a Ben Noach and Ger Toshav and the differences between them. So the Rambam here in Ma'achalos Asuras, both Yud Aleph Zion and Perek Yud Halacha Vav of and Malachim, he talks about Bnei Noach in general. Rambam seems to say that the middle Shita, the Rambam seems to, the Rashi, a few places in Shas, seems to say the first Shita, Remeir, the Chachamim, and then the Acherim say, no, it has to be someone who is Ochan Avelos, Shekibol Avakim, Kala Mitzvos Amores Batorah, all the Mitzvos except for Isser Nevela. Okay, different deos in the Rishonim. There is a Rashi in Maseches Yevamos, which has an interesting view that all the Achronim wonder about. Rashi in Yevamos, here on Daf Memches Mabez, and the Sugi of Ger Toshav, Rashi says, Ger Toshav, Shekibo Alav Shalol Avod Avodas Kochavim, Va'ochal Nevelos, V'hishiru HaKasuv Al HaShabbos, D'machalolos HaShabbos Ka'oved Avodas Kochavim. So Chiddush Gadol, Rashi seems to say that a Ger Toshav also, if has thrown away Avodah Zarah, he also has to keep Shabbos. Because if somebody's Bechal Shabbos, it's Kilo Obed Avodah Zarah. So therefore Shabbos goes along with Avodah Zarah. So again, we know that halacha from elsewhere, Mumar L'Shabbosos is a Mumar L'Chalot Rakula, the Gemara discusses in Maseches Chulin. But to say that a Ger Toshav is included in that, that's surprising. Right? Tosfos is there in Yevamos Ben Ches Mabez, quotes this Rashi. If that's true, there's more than Sheva Mitzvahs. If Shabbos is included, because Shabbos is part of Avodah Zarah, Ubimsechas Avodah Zarah, Mashba, the Besheva Mitzvahs, Shivkiblu Blei Noach, Ikri Ger Toshav, just the seven. Tosfos quotes our Gemara. The ode and number two is a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. The ode, Perak Arba Misas, Arina Dova Kachavim, Shabbos Chai Misa. Afilu Bechol, Kol Shekin B'Shabbos. Surely on Shabbos he can't keep Shabbos. Even if he keeps Shabbos on Tuesday, he keeps it as a Shabbos. Right, Uvaperk Dan Mechusre Kapara, Kamar Bekiva, the Ger Toshav, Ein Muzer Ala Shabbos, because the Gemara increases. Venire, the Hacha, Ba'os. The problem is the Gemara there gives off the impression in Memchazma Beis about this, about the Shabbos being related. Stosik is a different shot. The Hacha, Ba'os, Malacha, Letzorach Yisrael. They were talking about a Najud doing work for Yisrael. That might be included in the Isser. But for him himself, for sure not. Again, that's an unusual Rashi, which all the Achronim discuss. What exactly, how is it possible that Rashi has that idea that the Ger Toshav might be included in Shabbos. I saw that from the Panovich Rav in the quotes from the Biur HaDaf, a pshat in the Rashi. Because of he quotes because of lechad. Without getting into the whole thing, but he says because of lechadish she kabbalas mitzvahs bnei Noach shel Ger Toshav he chaloshim geiris alav. When a Ger Toshav accepts to be a Ger Toshav, that's a status change. That's not just a personal decision. Right, we alluded to that yesterday. Right, when somebody becomes a ger, obviously it's a status change. What about Ger Toshav? Especially, we know that there are various, right, there's certain the deus here in Tanaim and the Rishonim, that there has to be an official Kabbalah. It can't just be, I accept to do it. It has to be in front of a Bezdin, in front of Chaverim. So it might be a status when it comes to a Ger Toshav. Right, in the Ma'anaf Kamina, could you be chozer, bro, from being a Ger Toshav? What if I decide, no, I don't want to be a Ger Toshav anymore. I want to go back to being a Ben Noach. Remember, the Ritva's different categories. So, is it a real status? So, suggests the Panovich Rav. So, he chaloshim geiris alav. He davar chadash. And there's a difference between the chiyuv of a Yisrael and the chiyuv of a ben Noach. Sha'av sheva mitzvahs ben Noach. Shekol b'nei enosh chayevim alehem behem chiluk din Yisrael lagabehem. She Yisrael chayev behem idim kabbalas ha-torah b'mayim ben Har-Sinai. U'b'nei Noach chayevim rak mishum tzivi Hashem Yisbarach la'adam ha-rishon. Right, even the sheva mitzvahs ben Noach, Jews are chayev mitzad kabbalas ha-torah. Not mitzad earlier, as we discussed many times. Nit n'torah v'nishchad sha'alacha. U'lefi zeh, sheger toshav mekabalav ol mitzvahs torah mi-Sinai le'inyan sheva mitzvahs. A ger toshav, once he accepts the sheva mitzvahs, he is buying into the sheva mitzvahs mitzad har-Sinai, not sheva mitzvahs mitzad adam ha-rishon. Once a ger toshav buys into that, ukefisha ger tzedek makabel of tari mitzvos, kach ger toshav makabel sheva. The ger toshav ukein yisrael lagabi mitzvosav. Point number one. Va'od shechilik yisrael vodos elilim shel goy lisur zesha yisrael. Right, a ben Noach, there are halachic differences. We've discussed this also. Shebnei Noach are asur lo nasru ela shelo yavdu lehem achirim. A ben Noach is asur mitzad avodah zarah. A Yisrael is asur avodah zarah mitzad emuna en anochi Hashem alokecha. It's a different root of the isur of avodah zarah. Is it mitzad emuna? Is it mitzad just a sum avodah zarah? Ulefize yotze shechil Shabbos mahave avodah zarah rak legabe Yisrael kivan shemachal Shabbos is zechel ma'aseh bereishis, and that's related to Shabbos. But avodah zarah mitzad sheva mitzvos ben Noach has nothing to do with Shabbos. Do a Shabbos. That's avodah zarah qua avodah zarah, not avodah zarah qua emuna and anochi Hashem Elokecha that created the world, and therefore suggests. Rav Kahaneman, uvizem yushavim divrei Rashi, because once a ger toshav buys into being a ger toshav, then he's a Jew mitzad the sheva mitzvos, but his avodah zarah is mitzad emuna, not just avodah zarah like a Jew. Interesting nafkamina. What about the differences between avodah zarah between a Jew and a non-Jew? Would the ger toshav be chayiv in all the dini avodah zarah like a Jew, shituf and other nafkaminas? But that's his suggestion how Shabbos might be included. Interesting. Again, it relates to the Rambam, also that they have mentioned. The Rambam, beautiful Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam discusses the two mitzvos that a non-Jew is not allowed to be involved in. And that we know is Shabbos and Talmud Torah. Why dafka those two mitzvos are the only ones? So the Rambam says, so you might say the Gemaras don't put these two together. The Gemara has two different sources for this, Goy Shavas, and Talmud Torah. But the Rambam puts them together and comes up with a svara. Ben Noach sheratzal la'asos mitzvah mishar mitzvah satorah. A Ben Noach that wants to do any other mitzvos, kedi lakabel schar, ein monen oso la'asos oso kiel chasa. We don't prevent him. We don't stop him from doing it. Any mitzvah he wants, he can do it. The Radvaz says here, maybe mitzvahs that have to do with kedusha, we shouldn't let him, mikol makom, b'mitzvah shetzrichin kedusha v'tarek, go in tefillin, sefer Torah, mezuzah, ani chochech lahachmir, shelo yanichu osam la'asosan. Okay, dafka stam. But the Rambam says, technically, you don't prevent any. V'mhevi ola makablan mimenu, and we know that they can bring karbanas. Nosan tztaka makablan mimenu. V'chulu. But the only two that he's not allowed to be involved in is Torah and Shabbos. Why? So the Rambam says, Goy shasak b'Torah chayim misa, lo yasok el sheva mitzvah shalom bovad. V'chein means they're connected. Goy sheshavas, afilu b'yom yimos achol, l'mos oso la'atzmo kamo Shabbos chayim misa. Klalo shodover. Now the Rambam says, Ein manichin oson l'chadesh das, v'la'asos mitzvos la'atzman midaiton. Can't create a new religion. There are two. There's either the 613 religion or the 7 religion, which 7 is really 7 categories. It's more like 30. But there's the two. You could choose. Ela oya ger tzedek v'yikabo kol ha-mitzvos, oyamod b'taraso, v'lo yosef v'lo yigra. Right? We're not looking for people to become Jewish. Right? We are the only religion like that. Right? We do not view as the ultimate dream of the destiny of the world for everybody to become Jewish. No, that doesn't say that. Everybody to recognize God, yes, but to become Jewish, not. The Rambam says you have a choice, right? And that's the fascinating discussions of Ger Katan, right? In certain cases, when somebody turns 13, a young child who became Jew, we say, what do you want to do? We don't weigh you one way or the other. What do you want? We give them the choice as they become of age. So the Rambam says, A or B. But if you try to do A plus with certain mitzvos, so then we say that's creating a new religion. So what's clear from the Rambam? If a guy wants to accept to do the mitzvah of Ma'akeh or Hashavas Aveda or the other ones, that would not be classified as creating a new religion. It's only two. Only two are so defining that that would be called L'chadish Das in the language of the Rambam. And that is Shabbos and Talmud Torah. Those two. V'maslak v'Torah, Shabbos, Ochidish, Davar, Makanoso, V'onchenoso. Right? You can't be involved in it because those two are so defining in the life of a again, Ger Toshav is a little trickier. Like we just said, a Ger Toshav, except, especially according to this, the third opinion, Acherim, he accepts to do all the mitzvahs except for a Nevela. Again, that's a big topic. Related to Ger Toshav, but it's an important Rashi to be aware of. Rashi and Tosfos and Yavavas Adaf Mem Ches, based on that Gemara there, which relates it to Shabbos as well. Okay, let's continue now with the last line. Yeah, we only rushed at the end through Erevin. Okay, we haven't touched on an Erevin topic in a long time, but Bittel Rishus, but that's also came up in the end of yesterday's Shir. Last line, Rav Yehuda Shadarle Kurbana. La avidrana biyom edam. Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda is the Amora, the Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he became the Talmud of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda the Amora. So he sent the present, Rashi, Teshura, a present to an idolater, biyom edam, on the day of his holiday. Amar, didn't we learn the first Mishnah in Avodah Zarah? First Mishnah, the beginning of Perak Lifnei Dehen. Right? So how could he do that? That was even 3 days before. So he sent the present on the day of. So what was he doing? Amar Yadanabe de la Palach Avodas Kochavim. I know that he doesn't do Avodas Kochavim. I know he's not involved, and therefore I'm allowed to give it to him. Says the Gemara, Amarle Rav Yosef Atanya, but didn't we learn Ezeo Gertoshav, Kol Shekiba Olav Bifnei Gimel Chaveim Shalol Lavod Avodas Kochavim? Right? You need a Kabbalah. You can't just have it as you say, he decided. You need an official Kabbalah, according to the first opinion. Again, according to Rabbi Meir. So, right, so here, he didn't have a Kabbalah, right? You happen to know, Kitanya Hilach Yoso. No, you only need the official Kabbalah for certain legal halachas that apply to a Jew versus one from the Umos Olam. But that's Lach Yoso, to be extra special that you have to provide for him and Parnassa and other things because he's a brother, right? And we know there are various halachos that there's a higher standard between Jew and Jew. Doesn't mean there's no chas v'shalom anything against people from the other nations. But just like family, I would do something more for my brother than I would do for other people who are not my brother. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very high standard for how we view the Jew and Jew relationship. Right, nothing against others. Right, just like there's a halacha of ribbis. You're not allowed to take ribbis from a Jew, and you're allowed to take ribbis from a non-Jew. Why is that? Is that racist? Is that evil? No, ribbis is normal business practice. Right, I give you money, I'm doing you a favor, so you're going to pay me back more. So why is that anything negative? But it's just that you shouldn't take ribbis from your brother. And therefore, when it comes to Am Yisrael, that's ribbis from a brother. Shmitas Ksafim. I lend you money, I should forgive the loan. I should forgive the loan? That's not normal. I lend you money, I should get paid back. I lend you a lot of money, I should get paid back. What does the Torah demand? Shemitas Ksafim. But you could collect it after from a non-Jew. So what? Oh, that's evil? No, it's not. That's normal business practice. It's just that there's a higher standard that's required between Jew and Jew, right? Because that's how Hashem says that we have to view each other as brothers. So here too, also, Lach Yoso, and for other halachas, when it comes to certain halachos, there's a higher standard. So the official Kabbalah, says Rabbi Yehuda, is only for Lahach Yoso. But when it comes to other halachas, they could already be out of the world of Ovedes Kochavim, even with just a personal Kabbalah. The Ramban, let's just finish the story, and then we'll do the Ramban. V'yavar Rabbi Rechana, Rabbi Yochanan, Ger Toshav, Sha'avar Olav, Yubeis Chodesh, V'lo Mal, Harayu Kamin, Shav Ovedei Kochavim. 1 minute, says Rabbi Yochanan, that a Ger Toshav, that after a year, he still didn't get Bris Milah. He's still a Ger Toshav, he didn't become Jewish yet. He already started the process, that he's just like an Ovedei Kochavim, right? So it's not like he did anything. So here, what, hasn't it been a year? Hasam, Kigon, Shekiba, Lav, Lamu, V'lo Mal. That's where he already expressed that he wanted to do the whole process. He already expressed that he wanted to go through with it. So then, you know, that's ironically even worse. If he says this is all I want to do, then fine. But if he already expressed that he wanted to do it, and we see all of a sudden he's not committed, then maybe he's not committed in general. If he committed to something and he went back on it, so maybe he's not committed to other things either, and therefore we assume that that's even worse than not even expressing the Ratzon in the first place. So that is the first story of Rabbi Yehuda sending a present to one of the Ovedes, one of the Oved Kochavim. The Ramban, in one of his Shichachas Ha'asin, right, we know the Ramban, after knocking, arguing with the Rambam on many of his mitzvahs, he has to add on in order to make it 613. So the Ramban, in mitzvah number 16, that he adds on, 16. Right, the Ramban adds on how many mitzvahs is there altogether? 17. He adds on 17 mitzvahs asay to the ones that he took off from the Rambam. He calls it the Shichachas Ha'asin. So 15 we've discussed in the past. 15 is Birchas HaTorah. 16. Nitztavinu Lahachios Gertoshav. Lahatsilo Meiraso. Wow. So we're commanded to take care of a Gertoshav. That's one of the mitzvahs asay by this halacha of Lahachioso that we are commanded to do a separate mitzvah. Shimhaya Toveya Benar and Ofal of Agal, Shebechol Kochenu, Nitrach Batzalos. So we have to go above and beyond, doing everything that we can. Vimhaya Chole Nisatik Burfuaso. Vikol Shagain Miachinu Yisrael, O Gert Sedek, Shonim Mukhaim Lo Bechol Eila, Vuban Bikoch Nefeshatoch Shabbos, Vomer Vimucha Chichamato Yadoimach, Geratam Suvalach Yoso, Goy Enatam Suvalach Yoso. Again, to go above and beyond, in using every one of my resources to save, to get involved in the Gertoshev's life. So the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah asay. Good, the Rambam doesn't count it. It's not that he argues, in terms of halacha, but he doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. That's the Ramban. The Brisk Rav discusses that machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban. Rabbi Yaakov Emden here, interestingly, in the back says, Rabbi Yehuda gave it to this present on Yom Eidah, but he said, oh, they're not Odei Avodas Kochavim, therefore it's okay. He dafka to give it that day. He could have given it a different day. So it's saying why it was okay, but why did Dafka have to give it that day? Could have David given it in other days. So if you look in the back, so the Yavet says, in your Bein, I have a Tzorachi, and him Kane, my time a heavy lobe, yom eidam Dafka. V'yesh lomar, Rosh Hashanah shelohen, she'ovdei kochavim, osin osan l'shem avodas kochavim. V'ilu lo hayu ovdin l'avodas kochavim, rak yom chag hu lahem, l'fi shemonin bo reish ishnasam, v'smechim bo ba'achila v'shia, v'choshvim l'simen tov, k'shemivyim lahem bo doron. They weren't idolaters, and even if they would get a present that day, they wouldn't thank their idol and their avodah zarah, and Rav Yehuda knew that they would appreciate it really that day. It would really find favor in their eyes. Nothing to do with idolatry. And therefore, Dafka, he gave it that day because that's the day that they would appreciate it. So what about Lo Sachanim, Lo Sidon HaMat Naschinam? Okay, forget the Avodah Zarah part of it. What about Stam giving them a Matana? So the Rishonim say, if there's any specific, and we discussed this already earlier, if there's any specific good reason for giving the Matana, that it's not a Mat Naschinam. If there's a reason that the Jew has to get on the good side, whatever it is, if there's any good reason that it's not called chinam, says the Rishonim say that the Ran says that the Rashba says that in the Tshuva. This Gemara is also quoted. Remember back on Daf Beis. Back on that base, he had that big toast on Beis and Aleph. The Ritva says it here that there are many kulas regarding the first parak halachos regarding Bizman Hazeh, where there are the idolaters aren't really idolaters. So various halachas, you know, doing business on December 24th, whatever it is, if they're not really idolaters, they're not really frum, even in their religion, so then a lot of these halachas wouldn't apply. Again, not the Lo Sechanim. Sechanim might be a little different. Lo Sechanim Lechanim Bekarka, if they're going to relate it to that. But again, in terms of some of the Avodah Zarah halachas. That's what Tosfos said back on Daf Beis. Nira de Tama Heter, Mishum, de Akum Shabinainu Kimla Begavayo de Lo Pochel Avodah Zarachavim. Omehai Taima, Shari Lakamar, Perak Basra. Wow, we said Perak Basra. Now we're there. Right? Quotes our Gemara. Reviewed the Shadle Korban Allah Vidra, Biomedo, Kimle Begavayo de Lo Palach, Vechain Rava. Right, that was answer number 2 out of 3 in the Tosfos back on Daf Beis, that there are various halachas and minhagim that are more mako because of this reality. Rev, the Chashuk Yechemen here, it's very tangentially related, but it's here, so we'll mention it. What does that have to do? You'll try to figure out what exactly it has to do with us. Oh, I forgot to mention, there was one I wanted to mention at the end of yesterday's Gemara, and that is, in terms of a Yisrael Mumar, Mishamer, Shomer Shabbos, not Shomer Shabbos, I'll just mention the question. He had a question, following, parents who were not yet frum came to visit their children Ba'alei Tshuva on Shabbos. And they drove there, and they left the car a block away. They were very respectful, whatever. And they came for a visit, and then they left. After Shabbos, they called up their children. They say, oh, by the way, look in the drawer in the kitchen, whatever. So they look into the drawer, and they see that the parents had left them a check. Left them a check. You know, we wanted to say we're so proud of you. V'chulu, v'chulu. We left you a check. So they left them a check, and they drove on Shabbos to bring them the check. So, is there any problem with using that? With using that check? So he goes through the halachic issues. Ma'aser Shabbos. Maybe there's no Ma'aser Shabbos by Hotza'ah. What about Muksa? So technically, he says that there's nothing wrong with using it, but he would not be involved in it. It still was used Chil Hashem and Hotza'ah and various halachas. But technically, he said Maker Din. It would not be a problem and others. But he would not be a fan of using it. Right, it relates, I think I remember in Harevna, there was one of the stories that he brings. There was somebody who got an aliyah on Shabbos, and Bavur, the Gabbai said, Bavur Hashem, he'll give, how much you'll give? Matayim shekel? Matayim shekel. He goes into his pocket, he takes out Matayim shekel, he gives it to the Gabbai. Right, he gives it, like, oh, now what? Right, so pretty amazing question. Anyway, but here, regarding the Yud Beis Chodesh line, right, Ger Toshev, that Yud Beis Chodesh passes. So he quotes the following. Again, a Shiloh that was very Lamaisa, 60 years ago. This was one of the major issues in the American Jewry. Is a Rav allowed to go to be a Rav of a Shul without a Mechitza? Talmud Chacham, Shi'itzilo, Lios Rabba, Bei Knesset, Shein, Bei Mechitza, Bein Ezras Nashim, Lezras Gvarim, Hayimutul, Lekabal, Asfal, Sarabanasha. Right, that was a big Shiloh in the 1950s. So he quotes from the Chai, doesn't quote Rav Soloveitchik, but Rav Soloveitchik was very charif against. He says, even if you're going to miss a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, big psukim. But he quotes from the Chazon Ish, "Be'igeres shemechitza zu hichia meikar adin." At first, he goes through the halachas about is having a mechitza din daraisa din rabbanon. He quotes from Rav Moshe in the first volume that mechitza ben anashim lanashim he daraisa. V'ra'i quotes the Gemara in Sukkah about Simchas Beis HaShoeva and the Tikkun Gadol that they did to put the women on top. V'nei binyaneinu. But what about this case where the Rav says, I can try to be mashpia? So, binyaneinu sharav yachol hashpia alein lasun mechitza ulai mutter, if the whole purpose is to try to get them to be mushpa. V'sheilo zu, he said, I asked my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and V'amar, and he says, he quoted to me that Rav Hutner asked the question to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish answered him, if you think you could be makabel to be mashpia on them in a year, mishar shetoch shani yatzliach, then okay. What's a year? So here's a year. He quotes on this line. So by 12 months, 12 months is one time period in terms of trying to be mashpia. Then you could be makabel. But if not, don't be makabel. Morichami shlita hosef, and the Rav Soloveitchik said, but you should announce when you get there, which is probably undermine the whole thing. You should announce when you get there that, you know, this is what I'm going to try to do. You know, I'm going into this in a vidyevet situation, but you should know I'm going to try to get put up a mechitza. So my guess is that if you announce that the first day, then they won't take you as your rabbi. Right, that's not how these things work. Okay, but either way, this is what he mentions. He says, where do you see a year? He quotes about Basra Daf Zayin, about Azara Daf Samachay. He quotes the various Gemaras in terms of a year. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara next story. Rava Amti Le Korban El Bar Sheshach V'yamedav. Rava brings a present to Bar Sheshach on their holiday. Amar Yadana Be Delapala Avaras Kochavim. Same thing, he knows that he doesn't worship. Azal Ashkechur the Yosef at Savari Bavardina. He went and he went to bring it, and he finds Bar Sheshach in the following situation. He sees him up to his neck in rose petals. V'kaimon Zonos Arumos Kamei. There are naked Zonos all around him. Amarle, and Bar Sheshach says to him, Islachu Kagav Lama Dasi. You have anything so enjoyable in Olam Haba? This is Gan Eden. That's exactly what the they tell the suicide bombers, right? The Islachu Kagav Lama Dasi. So Amarle, Didona Difa Tve Mihai. And what is Rava say? You can't even imagine. Right? Right, Shah Achas and Olam Hazeh, Shah Achas and Olam Haba, it's unfathomable. Adif and Tvei Mihai. Amar Le, Tvei Mihai Mihai Vi. Is it possible to have something more enjoyable? Amalei, atunika alaychu emsa de malchusa. You still have ema de malchus, meaning you still have certain type of anxiety. Anan lo tevi alan emsa de malchusa. We won't have any emsa de malchus. None. Amalei, anamia my emsa de malchusa igalai. He says, yeah, what am I worried about? I have everything. What am I worried about? Adiasvi, as he's sitting there, Asahu Pristika de Malka, a certain messenger of the king came, Amalei Kum di Kibarlacha Malka. He said, no, the king needs you. Get out of here, and you need to come to the king. So he realized exactly when Rava said that, the messenger came, and he had aims at the Malchus. Kinafik va'aza, when he was leaving, Amalei, Inu de Boyla Mechzi Luchu Bishusa Tipaka. He kind of curses himself, because he realizes the greatness of Rava. He says, the eye that wanted to see negative on you, you know, should come out, should be broken. Amalei Rava, Amen. Rava says, Amen. Paka ine devar sheshach. And it's what happened, his eye came out, whatever that means. But interestingly, it didn't just come out after he said it. It was after Rava said, Amen. So the power of an Amen. Rava says, Amen, and that's what it happens. So this is the, story. Let's just finish the line and then we'll talk about the story. Amar af papi yibayla lemeimra lemehaikra. Rava could have quoted him a different pasuk from Tehillim. Benos malachim bikro secha nitzva shegal yimincha bekesem ofir. Right, the princesses, benos malachim, will give you honor. Nitzva shegal yimincha, the queen bekesem ofir. The pasuk describes what's going to be, but instead of zonos, it has princesses. The ben yo yada talks about, mentions. So therefore you see, so we're on a higher level. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yibayu Lamehmer Lemehachi. Should have quoted this pasuk, the more famous pasuk, from Yishayo. Ayin LaRascha Elohim Zulascha Yas Elamachak Elo. Those that wait for him, those that are going to Olam Haba, you know, the eye has never seen the state of what's going to be in the future. And that pasuk is quoted by the Rishon and the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, when the Rambam discusses what's going to be in the future in Parakhes of Hilchos Teshuvah. The Rambam quotes these psukim. The Rambam says in Parak Shmini, when he's inspiring us to do Teshuvah and live our lives on a higher plane, the Rambam says, Hatov Atzvun LaTzadikim Michai Olam Haba. And he says, what is Olam Haba? Olam Haba, Ein Bo Lo Gufu Gvia, Ela Nefashos HaTzadikim Bilvad, Bilo Guf Kamalachei Asharis. Right, Olam Haba, it doesn't have any physical body, it's just like Malachim. Ho of Ein Bo Gvios, Ein Bo Lo Achila Vel Shiev, Lo Kol Dvar, Lo Dvar, Kol Dvar, Shigubos, Bnei Adam, Shricha Lahem, Olam Hazeh. There's no eating, no drink, no sleeping, no nothing. Velo Yera Bo Dvar, Min Advar, Shem Ma'ar, In Lo Gufos, Olam Hazeh. So therefore the physical parts of this existence that we have now will not exist then. Kigon, Yeshiva, Amida, Shena, Misa, Etzev, Schok, V'chayotze Behen. The Kachamur Chachamim Rishonim. Holam Abba, Ein Bo Lo Achila Vel Shisiyah Vel Tashmish. El Tzadikim Yoshvim V'atroseim B'roseim V'nenem Mizim Ashchina. Right, they're just sitting there and being nana, right? Eating, drinking, and tashmish. That's what he's telling Bar Sheshach. Harin is bar lecha, she'ein sham guf. She'ein sham achil v'shiyah. V'zeh sham rechach tzadikim yoshvim. What does it mean when it says they're sitting there with their crowns on and enemies of Ashchina? That is all a mashal. Klomar nafshos tzadikim mitzuyin sham below amel below yaga. But it is not anything that's relating to this world. And then he quotes some sukkim from Navi. The Ravid here argues, Divrei zeha ish be'enai krovim lamisha omer ein tchias amesim lagufos. Elam Hashemaz Bilvad. What's the Rambam talking about? What about tchias amesim? Says the Ravid. Where's the body? V'chaye roshi me'olam lo hayadas chach mi'atalmud hazeh. Because you're looking subis. Atzikim, rather tzadikim, are going to stand up in their levushim, kal v'chomer mechita. He quotes all the chazals about tchias amesim. Right, in Shabbos Kuf Yedalid, don't bury me in white, don't bury me in black, I don't want to stand out. Right, he talks about all the physical tchias amesim elements. So it's not really fair to the Rambam. The Rambam elsewhere quotes these halachas too. But it might be a mechalik between Olam Hazeh, Yemos HaMashiach, right, all the different stages. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Malachim discusses the different stages. The Rambam there quotes the last parak in Mishnah Torah. He quotes Olam Ein Bein Olam Hazeh, Yemos HaMashiach, Al Hashiv Malchias Bovad. So he's talking about Yemos HaMashiach, right? So Tchias HaMesim, the Ravid say, oh, Tchias HaMesim. So the Rambam might have a different view of when Tchias HaMesim is going to be, right? Olam Haba is going to be afterwards. The Rambam says, but Yemos HaMashiach is going to be Gog u'Magog, and then before there's going to be a Navi, and then there's going to be later on. Maybe there'll be another time when people will die. Either way, this is, but part of it is this, lashon of Ayin LaRasa L'Him Zulaska, as the Gemara and Brachos also quotes this, that we can't fathom. There's a lot discussed in the Achronim. Reb Tzadok in a few places, and, the Arizvash, Rebbe Yonatan Eibishitz. What exactly is Nekudas HaMachlokas in here between Rava and Bar Sheshach? Obviously, most of the common denominator pshat is Bar Sheshach is talking about the physical, is in the world about Gashmias. And he's even trying to relate the Gashmi pleasure into the non-Gashmi world, which doesn't make any sense, right? Because he's saying, you have anything like this in Olam Haba, but it's a physical pleasure. That's why the whole thing doesn't make sense. In the Olam of souls, how could you have a physical pleasure? That's what he's emphasizing. While Rava is saying, you can't even fathom it. Can't even fathom it. If you look in the Yaris Vash, just to quote one of the Pshatim, Yonatan Eibishitz says here in the second volume, he says, "V'zeh inyan bar sheshach im Rava, ki bar sheshach yada de'iker bias adam b'tachliso hu bazeh ha'olam." Bar sheshach isn't just a fool, says the Yaris Vash. He's not just saying physical versus spiritual, but he's saying that isn't the goal of life to be involved in the physical world? Isn't that why God created us? Isn't that the goal? Ki bazeh ha'olam lilchom lechemes yetzahara. Ki bazeh yekne shleimus. Vosa nachas ruach liyotzro. Vekona la'atmo chayalam abba. She yafa sha'achas mikol chayalam azev. Vezeh yotzro to mikol ta'nugi madani ha'olam. But isn't the goal of life to be in this world? Bar shesha chashav, teke febias mashiach, yachulu yi'udei nevi'im, she'iz bato yetzahara, v'lo ye'od leiv agmon, v'lachein sha'ala rava. Even in the future, right? Isn't there still going to be the physical world, and then there might not be any yetzahara, but, and Rava's saying, maybe that's an early stage, but not eventually. The ultimate goal is not the physical world. The ultimate goal to be nena miziv ashchina, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing to do with the physical, and therefore, you know, you are misguided. Again, this is part of a drasha that he has in the second volume. In mine, it's on page nun dala nun hey. Again, there's a lot more obviously that we could talk about in terms of this machlokas, right? Maybe what's the goal? Is the goal physical? Is the goal being makadesh the physical, to have to the spiritual? Again, Bar Sheshach and Rava. Okay, we'll continue for now. Says the Gemara. Schor lasos imam malach acheres. Getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Samach Beis, the beginning of the Perek, that if somebody hires out a worker, if you are hired out to work with the Ainesach, then that the wages are usser. But if you are hired out to do a lot of work, and while I'm working, he says, you know, work with this Ainesach, so then that's mutter. Even though he says to me, specifically, while I'm working. So why is that mutter? Right? Why is it that if he says to me, he's going to pay me, and included in that is going to be Ainesach, says the Gemara, V'yafagab delo omele litusei erev. Is this even when he doesn't ask me during overtime hours? Really? Meaning, the Gemara is suggesting, as we're about to see in the Brisa, if I do my whole work, the whole day's job, and I'm going to get paid for that job, and then he asks me to do something extra in my overtime hours, and I'm not going to get paid for that, then I understand that's going to be mutter, because your wages are not connected to the Yayinesa Chavoda. But it sounds like from our Mishnah that even if he asks you during regular business hours, so therefore your wages are going to include that, so it sounds like it's mutter. But then we learn in the Tosefta that it's limited. Hasochas apoel uli itusei erev at night. Amar lo haver chavisho yainesach mimakom lamakom. Right at night, he tells me, "Could you please do this for me?" Schar mutter. So time adar mali itusei erev. Right, only right in Kuliyamalo. Sounds like only if he asks me during the nighttime, when I'm not going to get paid for that. That's what's mutter. But if he asks me during the day, not. So why does our Mishnah sound like everything's mutter, while the Brisa, the Tosefta, limits? Two answers. Amar Abaye, Kitza Nami Masisan, Domili Tusei Erefnan. Okay, Abaye says, Ukimta. Maybe Bimokim our Mishnah also means he only asks him during the overtime hours. Again, not that you're going to get paid for the overtime hours, but during the overtime hours that you're not going to get paid for, Rava Amar Lokasha. Rava said, no, there's another distinction that we could come up with. Ha, in the Brisa, where it's Usser, de Amar le Haver li mea chavios ve mea frutos, in the Brisa where he said, you know, can you bring, do this job for me, these 100 barrels for 100? It's one package deal. I'm gonna pay you the money for everything. So if I'm gonna pay you for everything, then all the money is connected to all the jobs that I do. Because it's all connected. So that's what the Brisa says. It's only if you're not going to get paid for the Yayin Netzach money, for the Yayin Netzach job. But Hadamarle, but in the Mishnah, why is it mutter? Hadamarle haverli chavis chavis bepruta. That's where the deal is. Every barrel that you schlep for me is going to be a pruta. I'm going to pay you a pruta. So if you schlep 100 barrels and one of them happens to be a Yayin Netzach barrel, that's fine. You'll take 100, you'll throw one pruta to the Yam HaMelech. I mean, you'll just get rid of it because it's not, none of the prutas are connected to each other. See, if it's one package deal, then the whole thing is usser because there's Yayin Netzach in there. But if it's all delineated and separated, each one, so then it is mutter. You just not allowed to get hana from that extra pruta. And Vahatanya, the Brisa, even supports this. Hasocher sapoel, v'amar lo haverli mea chavios, v'mea prutos. V'nimtzeis chavis shal Yayin Netzach v'inahem schar usser, because that's one package. Chavis bipruta, v'nimtzeis chavis shal Yayin Netzach v'inahem schar mutter. But if it's specified, each one, then it would be mutter. Good. What about the next case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah had two cases, right? If I'm working for you, or if I rent out a donkey to you, and then the Akum puts Yayin Netzach on the donkey. So Socher Esach Amar Lavi Ela Yayin Netzach Schar Asur. If the non-Jew, if the Socher, if the idolater rents out the donkey from the Jew to put Yayin Netzach on it, then it's Asur. But if he took it for anything, and then he happened to put Yayin Netzach on it, then it's going to be Mutter. Same thing. So Hasul Amali Hanareisha, it's the same case. So Seifa Tzri Chalei. The second, the Seifa is what is the Chiddush. Sachar Alei Sheiv Aleha. If the idolater rented it to sit on it, Afal Bishinech Ovei Kachavim Lagino Aleha. Even though the Ovei Kachavim puts his jug of Yayin Netzach on it, Sachar Mutter, that's Mutter. Right, so that's why it's the second part of the case, which is the Chiddush. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, so why is that Mutter? Why is that mutter? Lameimra delagin lav darkei hu lo suve. Is that because we could assume it's not normal to put the jugs onto the donkey, and therefore if you put it on, we don't view the wages as paying for that, or the rental fee. We don't use view the rental fee is for doing everything else, and he's just doing this stum. It's not included. Is that why? It is mutter, the wages, v'ramini. But didn't we learn? In Bamitzia, Hasokhar, Zachamor, in the sugyas of what you're allowed to do when you rent something. If you rent out a donkey, socher, meniach, what could the socher put on it? Meniach alav ksuso, he could put clothing, he's gonna need his suitcase or luginaso, there it is. His jug, his flask, umizanoso, shloso aderech, and all the food that he needs for the way, for the whole trip. Mikan ve'elach, chamar ma'akev alav. Anything more than that, then the donkey driver can be ma'akev. It's too much on this donkey. But that's what the renter could bring. And chamar, the donkey driver, could put on it, meniach alav sa'or m'teven, right, food for the donkey, barley, and the teven, umuzanos ha'shalosu ayom, and the food for that day. Mikan ve'elach, socher ma'akev alav. And more than that, the socher can say you're weighing down the donkey. But question mark, what do you see from there? That it's normal, expected behavior for the socher to be able to put his flask on the donkey. So you can't say that the Yayin Netzach, the money that the Ovei Kachavim is going to pay for is because, oh, he never had any rights anyway to put it on the donkey. No, you see, he does. So Amar Abaya, Nehi Delagin Din Hulo Suve, Mia Yilo Mosav Le Miamrina Le Nachi Le Agra De Leginaso. He's allowed to put it on, but it's not that, oh, he has to put it on. Meaning if he didn't put it on, he didn't put on his jug, is he going to demand a refund for some of the money? Is it that he didn't use it in a normal way? It is a usable, you know, it is considered normal to do that, but the wages are the wages no matter what. And the money for the rentals, the rental for the is the same money no matter what, and therefore is not called money of Yayin Netzach, and therefore he is allowed to keep it. Period. Good. So the problem though is now, we're just asking, once we brought this brisa from Bava Metzia, why is it that the donkey driver is allowed to put food on the donkey just for that day, while the guy who rented it could put food on it for the whole trip? What's the difference? Sehechidami. If you're going to be able to find stuff to buy there, so the donkey driver should say, hey, you can't put stuff for the whole trip, we'll just buy when we get there. So good, there's a makol up there. And if he's not going to be able to find food there, the socher shouldn't be able to be ma'akev, and he should have to say that he should have to deal with the donkey driver putting more food on. So Amar Papa, lo tzricha, the shchiach lemitzrach u'mizvan me'avna la'avna. You'll be able to work hard to get the food, right, from place to place. It won't be easy. So, chamar darki lemitzrach u'mizvan. The donkey driver knows the ins and the outs. He's been here before. He knows who to ask. So with him, we'll only say you can only take food for today. The rest of the trip, you got to find there. Socher lav darki lemitzrach u'mizvan. But the socher has no idea where to go. It'll be much harder for him. And therefore, he's able to take the food for the whole trip on the back of the donkey. Good. Continuing. Abu Ad Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika. The father of Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika. That's interesting. The Mefarshim point out, why didn't it just say, the father of Rav Acha, the son of Rav Ika. Who's that? Rav Ika. Why didn't it just say Rav Ika? Right, so Pashas is that this Rav Ika was Rav Acha was the famous one. Right, so that's why it says it in this unusual way, and there are other examples where we see this. But either way, what was he doing? Havi shafach lo chamer lo avdei kochavim. He was pouring wine for an avdei kochavim. Va'azil mavra lo mavra v'yavu le gufei ba'agra. What was he doing? Rashi explains the case that he was pouring wine into flasks, and then usually what was done was, Rashi explains, who are yamocher lahem yayin, v'derech, he was selling them wine, v'derech lamocher chavi yoshol yayin, litinkam chavi yotalochin. Usually the barrels were included in the sale to the buyers. So he would pour it in, and then he would bring it over, and then the barrels would be part of the sale. Right, and he quotes, a Gemara like that from Bava Metzia. But what did Rav Ika do? Hayashafakli mi gulfi shalakhu mimenu viyabaziki didu. They had a deal with him. He was going to be able to keep the barrels. And he was therefore just pouring it directly into their jugs, into their flasks. He was pouring them. So Hayashafaklu chamalotikochavim. The buyers would allow him to keep the barrels, which normally was sold with the wine. But that's why he was just pouring it straight into from the barrels into the skin flasks of theirs. He took him over the ferry, over the water. And he did it for sale. So what's the issue here? He's getting paid for this, but is this Yayin Nesach? Because as he's pouring it in and it hits the inside of the flasks of these idolaters, so that's hitting, it's hitting what? Either it's hitting what's absorbed, or it's hitting, they have some droplets left from before, but also Amar Leh Abaya. So they told Abaya about it. Amar Leh, ki katarach beheter katarach. Abaya says, no problem. It's beheter katarach. Why is it beheter katarach? He's not doing anything wrong. Says Rashi tells us, Rashi, bedidei katarach, shahayayin eno ne'esar ache magia lekarkosh al ziki detu. It's not usher until it hits the bottom of the barrels, and it's no longer in his hands anymore. Right, therefore, it's not asur until it gets into the rishus of the idolaters, and therefore, it's not a problem. Tosus also discusses this, and he brings up something that we discussed a couple of days ago. What about the principle of nitzok? Isn't there a connection between when it's being poured in, right, and it's connected to what's still in the hand of Ravika? So why is it going to be mutter? Tosus says, right, Pirush Rashi, v'hadalo, he quotes Rashi, and he says, v'hadalo mitzar ha'elyon ba'ano bin nitzok, k'rebek shimun amliol ha'kaman, and we also had it earlier, right, and he discusses, afilu ha'inishar yayim mishalahem, tokaleyem ein la'asar, v'lo mishat tarach v'isar ana, uli rebeinu tam depazak nitzor ni nechibur lo kasha, according to rebeinu tam, it's for sure not a problem. Nitzok is einu chibur. But what about here? What about if you say nitzok is a chibur? Tosfos says, ma'iri hacha sheheriku kleyem yafe, she'enu yayin nesachat sheyiga. There was no wine. There was no Yayin Nesach in the bottom. So that's not the issue. So it's not just that it's not Yayin Nesach. It's not Nesach until it hits the bottom. That would be a problem. Because if it's the bottom, maybe you have to say there that Nitzok is not a chibur. But Tosfos says maybe the Ukimta is that there's no wine in the bottom of the barrels. And there is only Usser when they eventually touch it. The Rit Fa'ir also talks about the issue of Nitzok. But that's what they used to do. And therefore, that's why it's Mutter. Says the Gemara Barosa B'Kiyuma Delo Nitzri Ziki. But one second. Isn't there a rotze b'kiyumo? Meaning, we said, if I am rotze b'kiyumo, the ayin nesach, it's still aser. I don't want these jugs to break as Rav Ika took them over the water, so he didn't want them to break, to split. So isn't he rotze b'kiyumo of these, so in an indirect way, he wants the ayin nesach? Demasi badayu. No, he made a tnai originally that if they split, he's not responsible. So he doesn't really care, even if they split. Inami demaisu pristiki badayu. Or he has backup containers to put it in if it splits. He's still not going to have to use his own barrels. Ivalkam avrelahu mavra de katarak isura. Isn't he still being toreach for them? Right, it seems, why did Rashi say what he said? That it's going to be usher when it hits the bottom, and not just when they touch it. Because it sounds like it's already ayin nesach in the jugs, as the Gemara seems to say. So look, he's already taking them across. He's tarach b'isura. Amarle, the case is, no. He, Rav Ika, Rashi says, he was reish narahavi. He was in charge of the port, and all of the services there. So the case is, he didn't really do it himself. Amarle lamava ravya meikara. He had told them weeks before, he wasn't being toreach himself, he told them what to do, he was very indirectly involved, and that's why it wasn't usser. Inami de Nikita Bekitri, or Nikita Bekitri, he gave them, again, also not involved, but he had people working for him, and when the people working for him went to the porters to take the wines, he showed them a special knot, and said, oh, this knot, he's a Rav Ika guy. He's a Rav Ika worker. So either way, he told them way earlier, or there was another identifying feature that they had to show that he was connected to them. But either way, he was very removed from the specific schlepping, and therefore is not called Tarach B'Isura. Good. Again, there's more. The Ritva here is important discussions, but we'll continue. Says the Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Shenafal Gabi Anavim. If you have Yayin Nesach that fell on top of grapes, Yadichan Ve'Mutaros. They're whole grapes. So it's something cold falling on it. Just wash off the grapes and then mutter. Right? There's no problem. Tosva says it must be they're still connected to the cluster and the branch. Because if not, then maybe they would have a crack in it from the edge. But continues the Gemara, if they have cracks in them, it's asur, because then the yain might have fallen into the cracks. If the yain esach falls onto figs or dates, which the Meiri says are softer, and they have creases, it's hard to get out to the yayin esach. So im yesh b'hem b'no Saint Tom usser. If they have no Saint Tom, meaning it's less than 1 to 60, then it would be usser. Umaisa b'beitas benzunin shavi grogeres b'sfina. And there was a story. Beitas brought grogeres dried figs in a boat. V'nishbra chavish yayin esach. The barrel of yayin esach broke. V'nafal agabim. It fell all over the figs. V'shalach hachamim v'tirim. The chamim matered it. So the Gemara's going to talk about, isn't that just so what we just said? The Mishnah says if it falls on the figs and the dates, it's asur, and then it says, the sori, it is mutter. So we'll see. Zaklal, this is the rule, and again, this is getting into heavy, the next couple of dafim, heavy yaradeya topics, till the end of the Masechta. Kol, Shaban, asur, benosin, tam, asur. Anything that gives off the taste, benosin, tam, asur. Kol, she'eban, asur, benosin, tam, mutter. And if it's not benosin, tam, it's going to be mutter. We'll see, that's an explanation of the previous story. Kigon chomet, shenof, algabe, greisen, like vinegar that falls onto greisen, which is no Saint tam, lifgam. It doesn't give off a good taste, and therefore, it's not going to be asur. Period. Says the Gemara, Maisa listar. The Mishnah says that if it falls onto figs or dates, it's asur. And then it quotes a story that is mutter. We're missing something. Im nosin tam lifgamu mutter, as we had already twice already. It's mutter, it's usser as long as it gives off a positive taste. If it's nosin tam lifgam, it gives off an inferior taste, so then that is not going to be usser, that's going to be mutter, and that's what happened in the story. Umaisanami, bevaitis benzunin, shaymevi grogris besvina, finished tabracha veshayayinesa vadafal gabayim, and the wine pouring out, it fell on them. Ubamaislav lechacham vitirim. The case there is, it was nosin tam lifgam, and that's why it was mutter. Good. Hahu kari dechiti denafal lechavita de yainesach. There was a whole pile of wheat. The yainesach fell on it. Shaye Rava lezvudahokachavim. Rava matered the wheat to be sold to an oved kochavim. Right, oved kochavim. Question. Ask the Ritva. Right? Isn't yainesach? We'll get to is in aser bana. In aser b'mashehu. So what do you mean he allowed it to sell to a guy? So the Ritva has a couple of days. Ritva says, Yesha Pirshu, Mishum de'ein yayin esach oser bahana ela bemino. We'll have to get to this. Maybe only min bemino yayin esek hazoser b'mashu. V'yafa b'shem b'shishim aleichad demukmi ukmi v'chulu. So maybe this is min b'sheino mino, and that's why it is batel. It's not oser b'mashu. Number one. Number two, v'eino nachon, shekal esu sheba olav, jonsa taruf v'darikamo, elatayim adachem ishum, stam yinamu. It says yayin esek, it doesn't really mean yayin esek. It really means it was stam yinam. Sometimes we have in the Gemara that it really means stam yinam, but it's not really stam yinam. Good. So Rava matered it. So the Gemara says, Esrei, Rava Bar Levi, Rava Levi says to Rava, how could you matter it? How could you matter the Yayin Nesach that fell onto the wheat to sell it to Ovik Ochavim? Beged, Rava, well, Kilayim. What about the following Brisa? Right, the Beged. What if you have Kilayim somewhere in a Beged? This Shatn is somewhere in here, you can't find it. One string. Harezeh lo yimkaren al Ovik Ochavim. You can't sell it to Ovik Ochavim. Why, as we'll see, because he might sell it to a Jew. V'lo yasen emirdas lachamar, you can't use it for a saddle for your donkey, because you might come to make it into a baguette. Avalozoso tachrich l'meis mitzvah. You're allowed to use it for shrouds. Tachrich l'meis mitzvah. Tosfos here discusses, we don't have time to go into it. What about Loig L'Rush? Right, Loig L'Rush, you make it fun. That's like we put our tzitzis in by a cemetery. How could we put shatnez on a mace? Tosfos discusses, you know, different, maybe Loig L'Rush is only by tzitzis. Others say maybe it only applies to mitzvahs asay, not to mitzvahs lo asay. Also a fascinating discussion. But you're allowed to use it for tachrich l'mace. Lo'ovik ochavim my time back to the Gemara. So why can't you sell this beged with shatnez in it to a guy? Time alo, delmasi lezvun el Yisrael. Maybe he'll sell it to a Jew. Hachanami as lezvun el Yisrael. So to the wheat. Why aren't we worried that if you sell the wheat with a nesach in it to a guy, he might sell it to a Jew? So you're right. Rava changed his psak. Hada shara limitchinu, ulimifininu, velezivnuninu lo'ovik ochavim shalom b'fnei Yisrael. He only allowed this wheat to be ground up and baked and sold to a guy, not in front of a Jew. Why? Because now a Jew's not going to buy it. It's pasakum. If a Jew saw you sell it to a guy, then he would buy it because he knows it's Pas Yisrael. But Rava limited it, you're right. He says, I don't want it to be bought by a Jew. So that's why he only allowed it to be done in this regard. Good. Stop there by Tznan. A couple of points, and then we'll have to finish. Tosfos also discusses here, what he discusses in Maseches Nida as well, why don't we say Bitul Barov by the string of shatnez in the Beged? Great question. Right? You have a little string, you have a zillion tons of strings. What, Shishim is only by food? Why don't you say Bitul Barov? Ask Tosfos. Vim Tomer, V'lifto Baruba. Like it says by the end of Temura. You have it by Seir Bachar, Seir Nazir. Right? So, Tosfos quotes, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yontif, the shiny kilayim, the kali karanein osur alade eruv. Kilayim is only osur mishum the taroves, and you don't say bitol if the whole isur is created by the taroves. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos asks the obvious kasha: what about basar v'chalav? This bitol by basar v'chalav, and the only isur is only by taroves. V'yafilu hachi batel. Tosfos answers: basar v'chalav is a chiddush. Shiny basar v'chalav, the gali krabah hedya de batil. Special din, derech bishul asr Torah, right? Special din by basar v'chalav. But besides basar v'chalav, if something is only asr mishum the taroves, you can't say bitl. Bitl means you have a dvar isr, and then memele it got mixed up by mistake. But if the mixing up is what created the isr, then you're not going to say that nullification applies. Except by basar v'chalav, which is a chiddush, Tosfos says. Right, it can't lose its identity because it just got its identity. Right, in the case of Tarovis. Okay, there's more here. The Loig L'Rush is important, but I guess we'll have to stop. Again, tomorrow's daf, I might put up from the last cycle. Not sure, but we'll see, and then we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.